Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Jeremy, I feel like you're technically now the second media member on this podcast. You don't count as the fourth player.
Yeah. So
I have a lot to ask you this year, and we'll be on set together. But first, yeah. I think, you know, I want to talk about you and how you're handling retirement, and you seem very happy. You seem like a guy who didn't come to the ballpark today with regrets. Is that accurate?
Very much so. I think for me, part of it, I knew when I retired, one, my heart was ready to retire. My brain was ready to retire. I love the game. I'm passionate about the game. I like watching the game. I think a lot of what has to do with is the reasons why I chose to retire were good reasons. It's for my family, to be with my sons, be with my bride, to know that I'm still at a good age where I can explore other things. And I had a lot of fun in my career, and I think I did a lot in my career, and I played a really long time. And I felt like, you know, I don't need to just keep playing to keep playing. You know, I was satisfied with what I was doing, and now I'm on to new and not necessarily better things. That baseball was really, really fun, but just as impactful. I'm excited about it.
What was January and February like for you? Not ramping up the workouts and packing up to go to Scottsdale and all that. Did you have an itch at all to get in the gym to throw a baseball, or was it just enjoying life?
Good question. You know, for me, the gym actually increased because I actually could lift how I wanted to lift.
Will say this is a podcast, but you look fit.
So. Yeah. I definitely have had opportunities to get in a little different shape just because I felt like I could lift a little differently. You know, as a pitcher, I really was always worried about my arm, my shoulder, and I stayed healthy from that angle. Obviously, there are other things that obviously I blew out in my career, but, you know, when I kept my arm healthy because I lifted a certain way and, my body didn't hurt. You know, even the off season, sometimes my body would hurt. So to be able to take that time off and to not have to throw was really good for me, actually. And so for me, my preparation our lack of preparation, I guess, this year was awesome. And my wife was actually really excited in a way because she was like, you know, it will be different, but not having to pack to go to spring training, knowing in 6 weeks we had to repack to come up here to unpack, I think that was something she actually enjoyed. And it gave our family a lot more freedom to do some things that we hadn't gotten to do with each other, you know, as we traveled and saw different things, not having to get ready for a season. So that was fun.
I've known from covering you, you're a huge family guy. Your boys have been around. And I've seen you tweeting out photos. I think you picked up one of your sons one day and took him to Five Guys or something like that. What's that? Has that lived up? I imagine that's lived up to expectations as far as retirement and what you've been able to do. How old are your sons? I know this is an opportunity for you to spend more time with them.
8, 5, and 3 are my sons. There are times where I get to do those things now. I get to sneak into school and take them out of school. My 8-year-old has to stay, obviously, a little longer. He's in second grade. But my 5 and my 3-year-old, they're done by 11 o'clock every day. So sometimes they're in a private school and they have a program that they can stay in after, so I don't have to pick them up at different times. So they can stay till my oldest is out of school. But if not, I decide that day I want to take him to lunch. I get to have those special times, or I get to take him on a date. And well, the other day I went with the Five Guys to my 5-year-old, my 3-year-old, I actually picked him up with the Chuck E. Cheese, you know. So I ended up having to have a great opportunity to be able to take my sons on fun things like that when I want, and in a type of year that I've never been able to do it. I've never seen a spring in Washington in 20 years. So to be able to have that time has been so good for me that I've so enjoyed it that I wouldn't give it back.
All the things that were in your contract that you couldn't do.
Like that's
the
right.
Skiing. The,
that's right.
All of that. You told us a story this morning that you have to retell about your time on the bunny slope.
Yeah, I was. You know, I haven't skied in 24 years because of the baseball deal, and even in high school I couldn't do it because of basketball. And honestly, I got up on this slope and I got these skis on and I felt all right, and I went over to the ski lift and was heading up, and it was about 20 feet before the lift was over, and I was having to get off, and I remember asking my buddy who was helping me out, just kind of learn how to ski again, and I was like, wait, how do I get off the ski lift? And he's like, well, you just push and get off. I'm like, what do you mean push and get off? Do I push? He's like, well, just stand up. I'm like, just stand up. And I remember I pushed to get off, stood up, leaned back, and my skis shot out from under me. I mean, it was head over heels, fell, rolled down the ski, the end of the ski lift, little hill there. They had to stop the ski lift on the bunny lift. And we're talking, there was like 8-year-olds that were complaining that the ski lift had stopped midair because they had to stop to make sure I was all right. And even the ski lift operator looked at me and goes, you realize this is the bunny lift? And I go, yeah, I realize that. I realize that. And the next time I did it, I got off and I did it perfect. And he actually gave me a little standing ovation. He clapped for me as I was going down. So I was actually kind of excited about it.
You've been very active about sending out photos from the slopes with a chainsaw the other day. There's a theory that you are trolling Giants fans and your old teammates and just showing them all the things you can do and not get hurt.
That's right. I'm proving myself now. You know, and actually, I mean, Dave and the training staff are laughing because they're like, well, now you do stuff and don't get hurt when you're not playing. And I was like, that was the plan all along. You know, like every time that I wasn't playing, and there have been an off season that I've gotten hurt. And they were saying that. I said, now I actually take that into spring and in summer and have some fun. And I'm just upping the risk a little bit. You know, like I went from a knife to a chainsaw. And decided to do that, and then I was cutting down trees, and this Friday I'm going to go do a SEAL for a day training and learn how the Navy SEALs do it, and I'm going to test my ability to be able to withstand a lot of people yelling at me and hitting me with fire hoses, and so I'm just having some fun a little bit, and we'll see. I might be showing up on set Sunday night with a cast
first,
or maybe a cane or something, but you never know.
We can, you know, a lot to ask you. I think we could do a whole podcast at some point this season on Madison Bumgarner.
Oof.
And the stories you have. But we're taping this in the fifth inning of a game. Hey, they just promoted my podcast.
That's right. That's
awkward. We're taping this in the fifth inning. It's 6-6 right now. And you know Johnny Cueto from his Reds days. What do you think of that signing? And what do you think is going to How do you think he's going to fit here? From what I've heard, he likes it here.
I think he'll fit good. I think he's a strike thrower. I do think he knows how to pitch. And he obviously changes speeds, not by with just his pitches, but with his delivery. You know, he speeds guys up. And he'll give guys like this Jock Peterson and the Gonzalez a little bit of some tough at-bats because those guys are timing guys. And when he messes up their timing like that, they just, you know, you can mess a lot of hitters up. So he has a great ability to do that. He is smart. I mean, he's not having his best game, but honestly, except for the first inning, he's been throwing the ball really well. So, and you'll have those games, and I think they're just trying to see how far he can go into this game and get a win, sneak a win out of it. But I think you're going to see a guy that has the ability to pitch 200 innings, win 18 to 20 ball games, and be able to save your bullpen. And when your bullpen's burnt and they're tired, and all of a sudden, you know, you got Bum Cueto coming, you might be able to give these guys a 1 or 2 day break. And I think that's going to be big because last year I think we were all feeling fatigued a little bit from the year before, and then last year we got burned pretty good. So I think it's a great signing, and I think you're going to see a lot of good things for a long time from him.
What do you remember about Johnny, the Cincinnati Red, that the young Johnny, the guy who came up?
I remember he took my job, actually.
You said this at the play ball legend, but this is true.
Yeah, no, it is true. And they brought me in, and when they talked me into signing with them, they said they were going to give me a chance to start. And it was my last roll of the dice. I said, you know what, I'll give myself one more chance to start, see if I can do it. And if I can, I'll close the door. And this kid come in, and he was, and they didn't know how he would do. And I remember I was kind of just taking my time getting ready, and this guy's coming in throwing 93, 94. Painting. He has a little bit different delivery now, but he was just phenomenal changeup, good breaking ball, and he just outpitched me that spring. And they just felt like, I think with him, you know, me on a 1-year deal coming in as a veteran player, him as a young starter, going to give them quite a bit of time to be able to have in their rotation for a long time. They went with the young guy, and I understood it, And they told me about 2 weeks from the start of the season that I'd be going to the pen, and Johnny was going to be taking over that role. So I did say it at the play ball luncheon, and I meant it. He took my job. But he closed the door on my starting career, and I think it was probably the best move because it gave me a chance to come here and have a really good time here for the last 7 years.
I think we can thank him for you setting records and being part of the core four. And I think people can probably hear in your voice that you're getting used to talking for a living right now. And it's a little bit different. You're drinking tea as we do this. So
yeah.
That's right. Just quickly, we'll have time together on set this year, but as we go here, what are you going to be doing for us? How often are you going to be in studio? And is this something having covered you, I always thought you and Javi were two guys who were just tailor-made to make that transition. Was this something you had thought about for a while?
You know, it was. I mean, I didn't know what capacity. You know, I tried the MLB Network last fall in the playoffs, loved it. And so I knew I'd have a lot of fun on these things. And I think for me, it's just going to be getting used to knowing how things are done. You know, I haven't done a lot of TV, so I'm kind of the rookie, you know, in this deal. But I'm looking forward to just giving some analysis. I enjoy the analysis side of the game. I do. I think that it's a really fun opportunity to kind of express to people, not necessarily even from an outsider looking in, but from a guy that had recently been out there, having the ability to be able to kind of give some of my insight and give perspective that I think some people, you know, may or may not have. I think Flannery does an unbelievable job. And so to be able to kind of hang out with all of you guys and be a part of that is going to be fun. I'm going to come in about once a month, maybe do about a week at a time, and just see how it goes and see if they like me and see if they like what I have to say. But I definitely want to give insight to the fans on what these guys are thinking, because it is a really fun team to be around, and to know who they are on that field and how competitive they are would be really fun to be able to express.
They look pretty good, so this might be a long season, I think, with you on set with us.
Yeah, it'd be, oh man, I tell you what, this would be fun to be able to call it to help analyze these games, because this is a really fun team. On paper, they're fun. In the field, obviously, they've set a record for most consistent games with a homer. So a team that wasn't
seven
an offensive,
in a row now.
Yeah, so a team that wasn't an offensive threat the last few years, I think can very likely be one. And I think that's what makes it dangerous with the five guys they got started and the bullpen that they have, and the offense and defense are running out there. This is a team that I don't think this city has seen in a while.
Is this a lineup that makes you kind of wish you were out there at all to
yeah, I definitely would not want to pitch against our lineup. I can tell you that. There's no break, but it's definitely a team where, you know, if you're pitching, you know that things are going to get caught, things are going to get fielded, things are going to get, you're not going to be afraid to pitch to contact. And to be able to watch this lineup from a dugout would be a fun year. This would be a fun year. And I did choose this year to retire, which you kind of look at that and say, man, I kind of was a coin toss there. But, thankfully I stayed on with the Giants a little bit. So if we win a ring, I'll get to sneak one of those
in
there.
It's an even year, too.
That's right.
That was not the best time.
I know. My body said no, and the even year probably said you should think twice, but I went with my body.
Well, Jeremy, I appreciate you taking the time, and we're very excited to have you at Comcast. I know Giants fans, the reaction from them has been, at least what I've seen on Twitter, has been overwhelming. And we'll get your voice ready, and you're going to have to get used to guys in the clubhouse now calling you media, because you said beat it media to me about 8,000 times in 4 years.
I know. It's going to happen. It's already happened, so I better get used to it. I guess what goes around comes around.
It's coming for you. Thank you, Jeremy.
Out of here in the center field, and this game is over. Got him. And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.